This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. A St. Louis County man who spent 30 years behind bars has been set free by a Cole County judge after vacating his murder conviction. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
George Allen was convicted of rape and murder in the 1982 death of court reporter Mary Bell. However, DNA evidence provided no links between Allen and the victim. Judge Daniel Green vacated Allen's conviction earlier this month, and the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office will not retry the case. Allen read a statement to reporters shortly after his release.
For 30 years, I had dreamed about the day that I would walk out of prison a free man, and those have been difficult years for me and my family, but I never gave up hope.
Allen's case, though, is not over yet. Attorney General Chris Koster has appealed Judge Green's decision to the Western Court of Appeals in Kansas City. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's next Secretary of State has begun preparing to assume office in January. Democrat Jason Kander defeated Republican Shane Scholer last week in the race to succeed Robin Carnahan, who decided against seeking a third term. Kander will be the only new member of Missouri's executive branch when statewide elected officials take the oaths of office in January. One of the first jobs for Kander's transition is reviewing resumes. The transition team has asked all current employees in the Secretary of State's office to indicate if they wish to remain by providing their resumes. The team says it's a common practice during a change of administration. Missouri's two U.S. senators are taking opposite positions on whether to raise taxes on the wealthy as part of a solution to the so-called fiscal cliff facing the economy. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill said today that she supports President Barack Obama's insistence that top income earners should face higher tax rates. But Republican Senator Roy Blunt said he opposes increasing the tax rates for anyone. The divide between Missouri senators is emblematic of the stalemate in Washington. If Obama and Congress don't reach an agreement before the year's end, $109 billion of annual spending cuts will automatically kick in, and tax cuts enacted under President George W. Bush will automatically expire. Obama wants to extend the tax breaks only for those earning less than $250,000 annually. A new group is urging Western Missouri residents to push for a state response to tax cuts taking effect next year in neighboring Kansas. The group, Save Missouri Jobs, began running a TV spot this week highlighting the Kansas changes. Legislation approved in Kansas this year cuts individual state income tax rates and abolishes income taxes for specific types of businesses. Save Missouri Jobs spokesperson Woody Kozad said today that the economic development situation could get ugly for Missouri. He says the new group is not advocating for a particular plan. A new casino in southeast Missouri appears to be a good bet early in its operation. The Missouri Gaming Commission said yesterday that nearly 11,000 people visited the casino in the first 2 days after it opened on October 30th. The Southeast Missourian reports that casino patrons wagered $3.7 million in the first 2 days. Mayor Harry Rediger says city officials are thrilled with the opening figures. The city will receive monthly payments from casino admission fees. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.